He was embalmed. People came to visit him. Petrograd, that is, the former St. Petersburg, was renamed Leningrad. Over and over, Lenin was mourned as leader, teacher, founder of the Soviet Union, and the one true interpreter of the great Karl Marx. Figuratively speaking, if Marx was the creator, surely Lenin fit the profile of the son who established Marx's reign on earth. Complex rituals were devised to honor Lenin, and stupid names were also devised, like Ninel, which is Lenin spelled backwards. Good name for girls or boys. Lenin's icon images appeared everywhere. The cult of Lenin's personality also gave a tremendous political opportunity to his humble, self-appointed priest, Iosif Stalin. Lenin had left behind 45 volumes of collected writings, and Stalin had an unerring knack for digging up just the right quotation to support whatever policy he wanted to pursue. This bogus religion came with its own antichrist, Leon Trotsky, or as Stalin called him, Judas Trotsky. Trotsky, for his part, enjoyed the role and played up to it, until 1940, when one of Stalin's agents caught up with him in Mexico and buried an ice pick in his brain. Ouch.